Every year, a group called Keep a Child Alive hosts a benefit concert called The Black Ball. The concert raises money to fight AIDS around the world. One of the stars of last year's concert was the Agape Choir, a group of AIDS orphans from Durban, South Africa. As Jocelyn Frank reports on their trip to New York, the choir connected with the family of a little girl whose generosity inspired a circle of giving.
In Durban, South Africa, in the beginning of 2005, the children's choir of the Agape Orphanage was just about done recording their first CD. Before they could celebrate, though, a fire severely damaged their orphanage and left the 60 children homeless. As the kids scrambled to find makeshift shelters, their CD found its way to the right set of ears. And the Keep a Child Alive Foundation invited a handful of the children to New York City. On a quieter street in Queens, on the middle of the block, there's an unassuming house. But when you walk up its three cement steps and open the door to the mudroom, you find 10 aspiring musicians, all under 16, armed with shiny new harmonicas. They hop over well-worn couches, drag and dodge squeaky wood dining room chairs, and dance around the kitchen to the music they create. Their host dad, Ted Geyer, is beaming.
There is just an extraordinary amount of love bouncing around our house all the time.
When Keep a Child Alive contacted the Geyer family to host the Agape Choir, they felt drawn to help, in large part because of their daughter, Hallie. In the spring of 2004, the Geyers' youngest daughter was just 11 years old when she was killed, struck by a car in front of her house. After the family came home from the hospital, Ted found something unexpected.
Hallie's kindergarten notebook was, for some reason, sitting on the piano right by the door when you walk in, and we opened the book, and in the very first page, it says in big black letters, "People, be nice to each other. Love, Hallie."
Turns out, from kindergarten forward, Hallie Geyer was committed to community service. But not until she died did her parents realize how dedicated she really was. They discovered that Hallie had saved nearly $400 of her own money to donate to fight AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa. The Geyers decided to set up a nonprofit organization inspired by Hallie's goals. They called the group Love Hallie. It works to engage children to help other children through community service. And they decided that in Hallie's memory, their family would help sub-Saharan Africa directly in their living room. The 10 Agape kids know all about Hallie. Yolanasi is the oldest member of the choir. She's a tall, confident, 15-year-old girl with a coffee complexion and fluffy hair. When the memory of Hallie slips into the room, Yolanasi's great sense of timing seems to fall into place. One day, she called the choir together to sing a special song just for Hallie. It was called "Sleep, Our Fallen Hero, and Rest." It was finally the choir's big night, the Keep a Child Alive Black Ball fundraiser in New York. Backstage, following the twists of the dull gray hallway, lined with rejected equipment and hollow instrument cases, you find a large corner dressing room. Hot, bright bulbs circle the mirrors and add to the energy already inside. Yolanasi was excited, but the strain of 2 months of smaller performances was taking a toll on her voice.
Singing is tiring, but we like singing because it's like an advantage to us. It helps us. It's the only thing we have. So even though it's tiring, it never is really, really tiring. We like it.
The Black Ball AIDS benefit had their red carpet out. The Agape Choir had a starring role, but they had to share the spotlight with some other, perhaps, better-known performers.
Somebody say, somebody sing
hello,
cries, hey. Somebody cries,
why?
They collaborated with Paul Simon, Alicia Keys, and Usher, among others. And in one evening, the Black Tie fundraiser collected $1 million.
Tina Simone.
Tina. Tina Simone.
Since the Black Ball, the Children of Agape have returned to South Africa. With the help of the money they raised singing, they watched the burnt ruins of their home cleared away and replaced with a new, modern facility. In fact, Yilanasi says the choir was so successful that they decided to do something additional with the money they raised. It's in the spirit of what Hallie Geyer of New York began.
Hallie builds like a foundation for us that we can carry on building. That's how we see it. Like, as children, we decided that maybe we should also help other children, like donating 10% of the money that we raised for our orphanage that burned down to give to the Katrina children victims, because they're suffering.
Thousands of hours, millions of dollars, and 10 harmonicas later, children are helping children from the United States to sub-Saharan Africa and back again. For NPR News, I'm Jocelyn Frank.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Have a happy holiday. I'm Scott Simon.